Hey guys!
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Odd Episodes podcast. I am your host, Reepy, and we are joined today by...
Tina!
So, today we are going to be talking about, or comparing, for the first time, we usually do, like, movie and book comparisons, like we've done for Ready Player One and...
Maze Runner.
Yeah, Maze Runner. And today we're going to be doing Whiplash. We're talking not the Netflix one. We're doing the one about with J.K. Simmons and Miles Taylor.
If you haven't seen it, stop what you're doing and watch it right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna give you a short overview about the like a quick summary of the movie, not the ending. We're gonna give you a quick summary of the movie and the short film, and then go watch the movies if you haven't already, because we're gonna be basically with the deep descriptions that we're gonna be going into, we're going to be kind of spoiling a lot of it. So.
Go watch
the movies and the short film. The short film you can find on YouTube, and the film you can also find on YouTube, but you have to pay for it. So, Whiplash was a short film created in 2012 for a short film festival, and it was pretty good. It was 18 minutes long. And it doesn't really go too deep into the life of the main protagonist, Andrew Neiman, but it only has one setting, frankly. It's just the band room and the hallway. So basically, both of them stick to the main central idea, where Andrew Neiman is a very enthusiastic jazz drummer, and his goal is to become one of the greats, like Buddy Rich and stuff like that. So he gets offered by Terrence Fletcher, who is like one of the band directors of one of the greatest jazz bands in the county, to be part of his band when Fletcher hears him playing. So he joins, and he starts noticing that Fletcher isn't really the nicest guy. And as time progresses, Andrew kind of goes through a lot. He ends up breaking with his girlfriend and kind of departs from his family in a way where... because all he wants to do is just make Fletcher proud, which he's never able to do. He goes through multiple things of Fletcher screaming at him and making him cry, to throwing chairs at his head, slapping him, getting into fights.
So does that all happen in the short film, or are you talking about the movie?
I'm talking about the film, the full 2014 film with J.K. Simmons and Miles Teller. But the 2012 short film, it only shows him in the band room for one of the most iconic scenes of the film, Not My Tempo. It's probably one of the most iconic scenes from the film. And it's really the only film. It's his first time playing in the chauffeur, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, the jazz band, Fletcher's jazz band, and he plays off tempo, and they get into a huge argument, and it ends with Neiman crying in front of the band and screaming, and Terrence throwing a chair at his head,
barely missing him.
Yeah,
which I think was not what he intended to do. He probably meant to hit him in the head, because he's psycho.
Yes, he's very crazy. He looks like Mr. Clean on steroids.
Yeah. So how does it compare to the film?
Well, I don't necessarily dislike the short film. Obviously, it's a short film, so they can't really go too far into the main part of the film. Obviously, I can understand that, but it really takes away from the emotion, because this is where the spoiler comes. Spoiler alert, stop here if you haven't seen them, both of them. But it ends with, at least the short film, it ends on a really bad note. It ends with, this is right after he throws a chair at his head and makes him cry. The short film ends with Fletcher moving Neiman and just letting the other drummer play, and that's how it ends. It's really not that positive. And both of the scenes are very much the same. While there's a couple lines and like movement changes, it's basically the same. And that scene, the Not My Tempo scene, is one of the biggest parts of the whole movie, because it really sets the mood for Neiman's first lesson already being ruined by Fletcher. But
it doesn't show enough, because you're only seeing Fletcher being a bully, which he obviously is in the whole film, but you also see how Neiman changes, like as a musician and like as a person, and you really need to get all of that from the film, whereas in the short film, you only get the part where he's being a bully, and that's it. You don't see him, like, changing.
Right. And something I noticed for the film, not the short film, the film, the 2014 one, a YouTuber pointed this out in a review, and I thought about it, and it seems likely. So, at the beginning of the film, when Neiman finds Six Drums, this is before he gets recruited by Fletcher, and he's just playing for fun, you can see, it's not really a big thing, but it's smart that they added this. He's wearing all white, he's wearing a white shirt, he's playing nicely, he's smiling, he's having a good time, and that's before Fletcher really interrogates him. And you can see, as the film progresses, his clothing slowly starts getting darker, and while it's not really too noticeable, if you pay attention, from the first time you see him playing in the film, from the opening of the film, from wearing all white and being happy, to the very last performance of the film, for the final performance with Whiplash and Caravan, when, after the car accident, he walks in, and he's wearing all black. No expression when he's playing. You can see pain in his eyes when he's struggling when doing the drum solo from Caravan. But yeah, you can really see, it kind of represents like him losing his innocence. He used to be like so chill, and like he used to be like super happy. And as the film progresses, you can really see how much Fletcher has really changed his life, and in some ways for the better, for pushing him to try and get his best, but in some ways for the worst, and kind of ruining his relationship with his father. You can see the dad at the end looking through the window and like, in despair, he's sad and he's like about to cry as he watches his son like play away, like he's using every like blood, sweat and tear in his body to really play out that last part. You can see he starts bleeding on the drum set and sweat all over, and his dad is terrified because he's not the same person he used to be from the beginning of the film. And that's what the short film really fails to capture, the really evolution from innocence to completely kind of being taken over by what Fletcher has done to him. And I think that's what really gives the emotion to the movie, and what really makes the final scene much more capturing.
Very, very well said.
Yeah,
that is a really good that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, that's really the comparison for both of them. And the closing scene, like I said, the short film ends on a really dark note with him just being moved to the side and letting someone else play, and that's how it ends. While the actual film, it ends on kind of a positive note. He, after playing that 10-minute, like, nearly 6, like, 2-minute drum solo, and, like, literally using every sweat in his body, the bass player, he starts Caravan, he does the whole finish, and when it ends, the last thing you see is Caravan ending, and for the one of the first times in the film, besides when... The only time, besides when he's at the bar with Fletcher and when he first meets Fletcher, you actually see Fletcher smiling at him because of how well he did when playing Caravan. And that was a really kind of a, what's the word? Catharsis moment. I think I'm using that. I think that's the right word. Cathartic moment. Where you really, everything that the film's built, the terrorization that he's gone through, the everything that he's gone through up until this point with Fletcher, it's all released in this one moment where he has the giant solo and he's screaming and he's playing and everything with the FU Fletcher scene. And at the very end, after he attacks Fletcher and after all of that, he lets it out during the Caravan solo and ends with that perfect moment of just looking into his eyes and smiling at him right as Caravan ends.
So what do you think that means? Because, you know, so throughout the whole film, you're seeing how Neiman is changing and he's becoming a different person, a different musician. But do you think that also means that Fletcher is changed in a way? Or what do you think that last scene means?
I wouldn't say Fletcher is getting more passive with him, because honestly, he's not. If anything, it gets somewhat worse throughout the film. But I would say Fletcher, it takes a lot to impress him. And I think Neiman's only goal ever, well, I mean, after the first rehearsal, I think his only goal ever was to just get a smile from Terrence.
So you think that end scene means that Fletcher is finally accepting him?
I hope. He's not sending him back to Nassau.
Yeah, so do you think that that's the most important part of the film, that he's accepting him, or do you think the fact that he changed and he doesn't need his acceptance?
Frankly, while I think the ending scene is so heartwarming and really pays off for everything that Neiman's gone through, I think the most important scene of the entire film is the one that the short film really focuses on. And I think while the short film doesn't really capture all the emotion, it was a smart choice to choose that specific scene to go off, the Not My Tempo, because that's his first lesson. He goes in there and he watches us, the trombone player, who actually wasn't off tone, gets kicked out of the band. And Terrence is like, okay, calm down, it's not gonna be like that, that was just a one-time thing, you're not like him. And then it really sets the mood, like, after that first rehearsal, after the screaming and the crying and the chair throwing. Yeah.
Don't forget the chair throwing.
After all that, you really get a mood like, this is only the first lesson, it's only gonna get worse from here. And I think that's what really, without that scene, the ending scene wouldn't be relevant at all. It wouldn't be important to the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably because of that scene why they decided to do a whole film, because you really need to understand like what happens after that and
exactly
how their relationship is gonna progress.
Probably one of the most terrifying scenes, like compared to everything with him.
It's so scary.
Yeah, the scariest part besides him being terrorized by Fletcher is actually near the ending when he forgets his sticks right before rehearsal ends, before the big performance, and the car accident scene where he's not paying attention, he's rushing to get back to the theater, and he gets T-boned by a semi-truck, and it flips his car over, and you can really tell at that, like, after all of that, after being chairs thrown at it, after crying in front of a group of band members, after literally screaming and having gone through all of that, and even having your car flipped and being in a terrible accident and bleeding, he still manages to get up and run all the way. He doesn't care about his car. The truck driver is getting out, asking him if he's okay and everything, and he just does not give a shit. He just keeps running all the way back, and it really shows you his dedication. Like, this is what he wants. He doesn't care how much he has to pay for it. And I think that's what really terrorizes the Neiman's dad. Like, my son, he's letting this affect him way too much.
So do you think that his obsession is to be successful and to really be one of the greats, or do you think that it is to gain Fletcher's approval?
Originally it was to become the greats, and I think it was always
is it almost the same thing?
When he broke up with his girlfriend, he said, I want to be a great. And she says, aren't you already? And she says, and you're not. And he says, I want to be one of the greats. And she says, I'm preventing you from that. And he drops a lot of people for that. He stops talking to a lot of people. He kind of encloses himself, which is what scares his dad, what causes him to break up with his girlfriend. Because he cares way too much about this drumming, drumming thing. I don't know how else to put that, but
yeah.
He wants to impress Fletcher. I think that's what that final performance was. It wasn't for the judges. It wasn't for the audience. It wasn't for the rest of the band. It was specifically for Terrence Fletcher. It was specifically just to get that smile out of him. And that smile would get him the really motivation he needed to keep going. Because if that performance ended and Fletcher would have still been mad at him, I don't think he would have made it through that.
Yeah,
and that's what Fletcher said in the bar. In the short film, he says, I forgot the name of the drummer, but he would have never become a great if his partner hadn't thrown a cymbal at his head. And even though he cried himself to sleep and quit jazz for a bit, he still became great because of that terrorization. And while I think it's a little extreme, you can really understand it as the film progresses, and I think it really captured that really nicely.
Yeah, so are we up? So what's the verdict? Are we gonna?
Yeah. So now we're gonna go into. We're gonna go into rating the two films. All right. So now we're going into the rating of the both of them. Now we're gonna start with the short film, and while the short film contains a lot less, because obviously it's a short film, it's only 18 minutes long compared to like the hour and a half of the actual Whiplash movie, we're gonna rate them not by the entire film, but by the one scene that it really contains. We're gonna like compare the two Not My Tempo scenes. I know it's not a big deal, but I honestly want to give a couple extra points to the 2014 film because of like I said, it's not a big deal, like the shirt thing, it's not a big deal because, I think the room being white in the short film during that scene kind of takes away from the harshness of it. It kind of ruins some of the mood for it. While, the film is kind of a darker room, so you kind of feel more, like, it feels darker in that one. Because I know it's not a big difference, but I mean, it was something simple that they could change. They didn't have to make the room as light, because it kind of made it seem a little bit softer and everything. But yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna give the short film. And so I'm gonna give that one, just because of that one scene, I'm gonna have to give it a... It was still really good. So I'd give it about a 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10 for the short film. And now we have to do the final part, which is rating the full film, the 2014 one. Like I said in the last segment, I want to give this part a few extra points because of the lighting and the camera angles. Because like I said, although it doesn't really make a huge difference and no one really pays attention to that kind of stuff, the darker room does kind of give it more of a
ominous feel,
a darker mood. While the light room kind of makes it feel like, oh, okay, that's... But for that...
So what's your final verdict? What's the rating?
While I wouldn't say this movie was perfect, it is my all-time favorite movie, and I love this movie. Like, it did so many things right. The director actually did play the songs, and he did have to experience having a really rough band teacher. And so he brought a lot of emotion into the film that wouldn't have been... That couldn't have been brought into it if an outsider tried to make Whiplash. But and this goes for both the short film and the full film. It really puts a lot of emotion into it. While the full film obviously has more time to really explain and go deep into the characters' lives, I still give this movie a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it did a really good job.
It's a great movie. Go watch it if you still haven't seen it at this point.
So, just to recap, a short film, 7 out of 10. 7.5 out of 10. And the full film, a 9 out of 10.
Woo!
Anyways, that's our thoughts on the... and our reviews on the Whiplash 2012 short film versus the 2014 film. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for tuning in. Check out more of our episodes here on the Odd Episodes podcast. And we'll see you next time.
This was fun. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.